Victoria, British Columbia's seniors advocate, says the increasing unmet demand for home support services is likely to blame for a ballooning waitlist to get a bed in long-term care, with the problem worsened by population growth. In her final report as advocate, Isabel McKenzie says while the availability of some home and community care services has increased over the past 5 years, it hasn't been enough, and the rate of services relative to the population has fallen. Her report says the rate of home support clients per 1,000 of seniors aged 75 or older has decreased 7% over the past 5 years, and the average hours of support per client has decreased 4%. In McKenzie's final report before she leaves her position this month, she says subsidies for the 1 in 5 seniors who rent have fallen dramatically short of what they need to continue living in their own homes and meet their basic needs. She says there are concerning trends of abuse, neglect and property crime against seniors that likely warrant discussions with law enforcement on how to better support them. Seniors represent 20% of the provincial population, the report says, compared with 18% in 2018 and 16% in 2013. McKenzie warns that there are fault lines appearing in other areas of support, including transportation and adult day programs. She says they'll need to be monitored to see if the current decrease in services is a residual impact from the pandemic or a longer-term trend. Overall, the report highlights the growing challenge facing the federal and provincial governments as our population ages, the report says. The cost of providing the same level of support and services is also rising as inflation impacts labor rates. Costing more to do the same is bad enough, but we have layered on the need to also provide services to more people, creating gaps that grow each year. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 14, 2024. The Canadian Press.